true that you love me. It's not abuse. Where there's music, oh dear, how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will still my heart, how high the moon.
I've wrestled with reality for 35 years, Doctor, and I'm happy to state I finally won out over it.
I think I've wrestled with reality a few times. Yeah, that was from the movie Harvey. Of course, that's Jimmy Stewart there doing his thing. We'll get back. Here's some rock and roll history for you. On the night of March 21st, 1952, DJ Alan Freed puts on the Ever Rock and Roll Show. It was the Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland. That was starring the Dominoes, Veretta Dillard, Tiny Grimes, and his Rockin' Highlanders. And they wore kilts, you know, when they performed, featuring Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Paul Hucklebuck Williams. And here's what happened. They're getting ready to perform. They go on the stage to perform. And the overflow crowds break down the doors, storming the arena, where a full-scale riot ensues, bringing the newly coined rock and roll music to its first widespread headlines and scrutiny. Well, let's go on to another song here. Money Honey is a song written by Jesse Stone, which was released in September 1953 as the first single by Clyde McFatter, backed for the first time by the newly formed Drifters. And I think we all know who the Drifters are, specifically in the late 50s and early 60s. Now, McFatter's voice had become well known when he was the lead singer for a group called Billy Ward and the Dominoes. Now, this song was an immediate hit and remained on the blues and rhythm charts for 23 weeks, peaking at number one. Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number 252 on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all times. The recording was reported to have sold more than 2 million copies. And of course, Elvis Presley brought it back in 1956. Clyde McFatter.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeked through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Money, honey, yes, money, honey." If you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby about 3:30. She said, "I'd like to know what you want with me." I said, "Money, honey, oh, money, honey, money, honey. If you wanna get along with me." She screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? another man take my place. I said, money, honey. Money, honey.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we're not in Kansas. We're in southern Alabama, broadcasting out of Fairhope, Alabama, right here on Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies Show, The History of Rock and Roll.
Who are you?
Bond. James Bond.
Jim, James Boyd is who I am. And last week, we went into a little bit of history about where I came from, where I was born, and I mentioned to everyone that I was born in Evansville, Indiana, which is right on the Ohio River, on the edge of Kentucky in the Ohio River. Since we're doing songs from back in the 50s, when I was a young man, my dad decided that he was going to train my brother Jeff and I, and my mother was a pianist, and we were called the Boyd Brothers. And we became quite popular throughout Evansville in those years. And sometimes, and I'm not just, you know, tooting a horn here, but sometimes when we performed in the local amphitheater in Evansville, and some of you that may be listening from Evansville, Indiana, know exactly where that is, there were over 1,000 people that, as a little 7-year-old boy that I got to perform, and we're also on television. And then it happened that there was a popular show in New York called Ted Mack Amateur Hour. And my father got a call and said that we would like to have Jimmy Boyd come here and perform for us. And he turned it down because he was afraid that something would happen, that I'd get very well known, I'd get popular, and then in my teen years, I would lose it. And, you know, a lot of young actors and musicians had many problems when they got a little bit older because that fame and popularity was gone. And it just happened that way. So that's a little bit of information about where I came from in my younger years. Let's talk about Bill Haley and his Comets, a song called Crazy Man Crazy. This was the title of an early rock and roll song written by and first recorded by Bill Haley and his Comets in April 1953. It is notable as the first recognized rock and roll recording to appear on the National American Musical Charts, peaking at number 12 for the week ending June 20th, 53, and number 11 for the first 2 weeks on Cashbox Chart, beginning for the week of June 13th. Some sources indicate that the recording, a blend of R&B, Western, and pop music, is a contender for the title of the first rock and roll record, but you and I know some people will disagree with that. Others state that it was merely the first rock and roll song to be a hit on the pop charts. It was also said to be the first rock and roll recording to be played on national television in the United States, and the show was called Omnibus in 1953. Of course, Bill Haley and his Comets went on to have many more hits during the 1950s, which were highlighted in our future coming up, the History of Rock and Roll show. Now we got the song for you, Crazy Man.
crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. I said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking, boy, we start shouting, shouting. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone.
Go, go, go.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. Said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. They play it soft, they play it strong. They play it wild and they play it long. They just keep playing till they break a day. To keep them rocking on, gotta say it's crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone.
No!
Thought this was
going to
be a dull day.
No, no, no. It's not going to be a dull day. Welcome back to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies right here on WABF 1480. In 1954, the music, in my opinion, this is Jim Boyd speaking here, really starts to change as to the sound and beat of rock and roll music. Since we just finished Bill Haley's 1953 Crazy Man Crazy, I think it's important since his next hit in 1954 went all the way to number one, and that we will play. However, first let's give some facts about Bill. He was born William John Clifton Haley in 1925, and he passed away on February 9th, 1981. He was an American rock and roll musician. He's credited with so many of first popularizing the form of music in the early 1950s with his group Bill Haley and His Comets, and million-selling hits such as Rock Around the Clock, See You Later, Alligator, Shake, Rattle and Roll, Rocket 88, Skinny Minnie, Razzle Dazzle, and one of my favorites, Let's Rip It Up. So he did a lot of songs, and he sold, ready for this, 60 million records worldwide. In 1987, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now is number one 1954 hit, Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock. We'll be right back.
chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
As we head into the evening, a wind chill advisory and a hard freeze warning both go into effect. We'll have mostly clear skies, low 18, blustery with a north wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour, wind chill between 5 and 15. As day breaks on Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 44, north wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, wind chill as low as 5. On the water for Wednesday, north wind 5 to 10 knots becoming east-northeast in the afternoon, sunny skies, seas 1 foot or less. I'm J.C. Kelleher on WABF 1480.
Thank you for that. That's All Right is best known as a debut single recorded and released by you-know-who, Elvis Presley. Presley's version was recorded on July 5, 1954, and released on July 19, 1954, with Blue Moon of Kentucky, and some say that it's Blue Moon over Kentucky, on the B-side. It was ranked number 113 on the 2010 Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Several critics have cited Presley's version as a candidate for the first rock and roll record. In July 2004, exactly 50 years after it was first released, the song was re-released on a CD single in several countries, including the United Kingdom, where it reached number 3. Now, as you have most likely noticed, we spotlighted earlier in the show the same song by Arthur William Big Boy Cudrup, who, of course, wrote the recording, the first recording in 1946. I'm playing That's All Right, Mama again for two reasons. The first reason is it was Elvis's first hit song, reaching number 5 in 1954. And the second is so that you can hear some of the similarities between both versions. Here we go, Elvis.
You are invited to the City of Fairhope's State of the City Expo at the Fairhope Civic Center Thursday, January 25th from 5 until 7 p.m. Join city leaders and departments for an interactive all-access event with tables and booths set up to show off the city services. Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan will make remarks at 5:30. Hear about her plans for 2024 and reviewing the accomplishments of 2023. Giveaways will be featured and a light dinner will be provided. This is a casual event. The Fairhope State of the City, January 25th, 5 p.m. at the Fairhope Civic Center.
Thank you, Lori, for that. And that was the State of the City for 2024. Now, we'll go ahead and get to Elvis Presley.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you foolin' with, she ain't no good for you. But that's alright. That's alright. That's alright, Mama. Anyway, do. Mm-hmm. all right now, mama, anyway, do. Ah, da da dee 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 dee. I need your loving. That's all right. That's all right now, mama, anyway, do.
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good, the people like it, it's selling. I don't mean mine, I mean rock and roll, but it might change like years ago when the Charleston was real popular, the vaudeville act, stuff like that. You could have told those people maybe that it was going to die out and they wouldn't have believed you. Mm-hmm. But it's dead now, see. And maybe 4 or 5 years from now, well, rock and roll will be dead.
Well, that was Elvis speaking a long time ago about what would happen with rock and roll. And, of course, it's not dead. It's changed a little bit, but it's still rock and roll, right? I've Got a Woman was by Ray Charles, was actually built on the song It Must Be Jesus, if you can believe that, by the Southern Tones, which Ray was listening to on the radio while on the road with his band in the summer of 1954. He and a member of his band wrote a song that was built along a gospel frenetic pace with secular lyrics and a jazz-inspired rhythm and blues, sort of a R&B background. The song would be one of the prototypes for what later became termed as soul music, after Charles released What I'd Say nearly 5 years later. Ray Charles, of course, had a very long career in music for over 59 years with many great and memorable songs. We'll touch on many of his hit songs as we continue our series right here on WABF and our history of rock and roll. Ray Charles Robinson left us on June 10th, 2004 at 74 years of age.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Saves a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She saves a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, yeah. She saves a loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Night. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah.
Joseph Vernon Big Joe Turner Jr. was born in 1911, and he passed November 24th, 1985. He was an American blues shouter from Kansas City, Missouri. According to some writers, rock and roll would have never happened without him. Turner's greatest fame was due to his rock and roll recordings in the 1950s, particularly Shake, Rattle, and Roll. But his career as a performer endured from the 1920s into the 1980s. Turner was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, with the lauding him as the brawny voice boss of the blues. Many rock and roll fans remember Bill Haley's version. However, we're going to listen to Big Joe Turner's first version.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Big Joe Turner Jr. Okay, now, you're probably thinking that probably, Jim, you should maybe go ahead and play Bill Haley's 1954 version so we could see a difference, and here you go.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Cause I'm a hungry man. I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. song. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store. I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. The more I work, the faster my money goes.
This is WABF Mobile Fairhope. Great music and memories.